you so much for tuning in to She's All Over the Place with Kitty Aki. That's me. Today's sponsor is Cal Dental. Cal Dental is your expert boutique dental office that provides empathetic care and an amazing patient experience. Dr. Khaled is an artist. He approaches his dentistry from that point of view. Each procedure is a work of art. When you go to his office, you receive a complimentary oral wellness scan. I've had two. You get a snapshot of what your teeth look like, and then you have them assessed by Dr. K. Dr. K is a certified Invisalign provider with a cosmic eye for detail. He provides veneers, whitening, cosmic bonding, and a wide array of treatments for his patients. His philosophy is oral health is the gateway for the rest of the body, so it's crucial to make sure the fort is protected by what you put in, how you're breathing, brushing. Periodontal health all correlate with the rest of your well-being. He's a huge Lakers fan, and he enjoys playing competitive basketball. All the information will be in the show notes, but go to www.kaldental.com. The phone number is 310-360-8250. His Instagram is dds.kaldental. And everything, like I said, will be in the show notes. Welcome to She's All Over the Place. I'm with my friend Kunal Sood. He is the CEO of We the Planet, and he's also the Chief Impact Officer of the Chopra Foundation. Thank you so much, Kunal, for joining me. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, finally.
You know, I'm like your twin soulmate because I'm all over the place too. So I should start a twin podcast called He's All Over the Place.
Yeah, that, or we can just like, I have six other days of the week. We can just like put it on one of the other days and we can do a duo. Yeah. Speaking of duos, we're master numbers. And you just flew in from India yesterday. So you're really all over the place. How long were you there and what were you doing there?
So my dream in India, actually, I went there for two reasons. I defended my dissertation where I'm curating and creating a new theory called the theory of audacity, which is about the new audacious journey and how I feel like the most important thing here and now, we don't have a technology or a resource problem. We have a really serious leadership problem. And consciousness itself has become our most demanding and important global grand challenge. So we can't really solve for climate change unless we solve for what's on the inside. The inner climate matters more than the climate on the outside. And so my whole dissertation defense is about how do we create audacious leaders that can make the impossible possible without fear or favor.
Yeah, 1,000% Kunal for president. I mean, seriously, ever since I've met you, just your spirit, your being, the way you speak, it's so sincere. And all the people you have in your community that I've met because of you, you're a human connector. You connect great leaders with great leaders. Thank you so much. So when did you start We the Planet and why?
Actually, We the Planet started in 2019. You came to my summit, remember, in 2019 when we tried to put the first woman on the moon?
I was there.
Yeah, so in that summit to me was a total failure of the system, as well as myself. I took full responsibility. I felt like after that summit, because of all the pain and struggle to get it done, I really feel like we the people have failed. So in that time when I was really soul searching, the gift of We the Planet appeared because I was like, what can we do to do something and serve something that's larger than us? You know, since we the people have failed, what matters more than we the people? And that's when We the Planet came to my mind's eye, and it manifested as a summit at the United Nations alongside Greta Thunberg. She had just come in New York.
I remember. So, the traffic was crazy and all the hype.
Yeah, exactly. So we were the only summit alongside her summit in the UN because they tried to shut it all down to make it all about the youth. But I said the elders matter too, because that's the whole point, which the point was to unite the elders and the youth to make the impossible possible. And to me, that is more important than, you know, having just youth in the room or just elders in the room. I feel like a confluence of the two generations can create this magical plethora of ideation as well as co-creation and different convergent points of view and divergent too, which gives you this holistic lens to look at life itself from. And when you can pull back, you know, and look at a 30,000 view, then you can zoom in and look at the atomic layer of that. You know, that is the power when you can do both. And then you can really bring something magical to life. And that was the goal of We the Planet. It was to go above and beyond our own call of duty, come together and unite the elders, youth, women, men.
It's the second time I've read James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. But if people maybe want to dive deeper into what you're saying about like zooming out and zooming into the atomic habit, like I think that's a really good book that maybe people can tune into.
100%. So if you were to look at it from... It's so funny. I love that book because it's all about your identity, you know, and habits should be systematized. It's not about doing something magnificent, you know, or world-changing. It's about making it systemized so that it becomes something that you do every day and it change. You're not only a game changer, but you're a frame changer, right? So you create a framework, which is a habit for life, and it focuses on actually being versus doing, right? So when you become the identity that you want to become in life, then you really personify all of the values in action, all of the ideas in action. And to me, that is the most important thing, is to actually do things where you create from a place of being, you know, not just mindfulness, but beingfulness. So how do you really embody your soul of leadership? How do you create a value set that really resonates with not only yourself, but the community you serve? So, you know, then after that, I started We the Future, which was the summit that we just did in November. And that was a big opening for me, because that's, again, going back to the community. And it's focused on four layers of existence: seva, which is service; sangha, which is community; sadhana, which is self-mastery or self-development or growth; and swadharma, which is your divine path or your chosen path that you follow, and you do it with utter devotion and discipline in letting go of the attachment of reward and really doing it with the consciousness of giving to the community, giving back to Mother Earth, giving back to life itself, so that your consciousness guides you more than your ego.
I love this. It reminds me of the Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz, where the very first agreement is, do not take anything personal. So with what you were just saying, when one's going on their own journey with the four that you mentioned, to not judge themselves and to go within and to not take it personal or compare to what's happening on the outside world, because we're also overly stimulated with everything that we, you know, judge on an exterior level. And it's super hard to go within. So what are some tricks and tips and things that people can do to go within more and get on this journey of the language that you're speaking? Because people are in it, or they have that they need to shapeshift the mind frame to get into it. So where can they start? And do they teach these courses at the Chopra Foundation?
Several courses, actually. One of them for free, which I would invite people to take, is the Soul of Leadership, right on choprafoundation.org. We're giving it away for free because one of our benefactors actually made that possible for us. Another is Pieces the Way. That's another extraordinary course I would recommend people get on online and take. But more importantly, just choose a practice, any practice, and make it a part of your daily ritual. I feel like daily rituals such as meditation, walking, running, anything that sets you in flow, right, into a state of flow, which allows you to go from being in this sluggish space into a state of alpha, you know?
A goddess statue. It's energy, energy and motion. Just move our physiology.
Exactly. Movement, yeah. And then nourishment, nourishing your body, moving your body, and then resting your body. Very important. Underrated, you know, not overrated. Yes. In fact, everyone thinks, oh, I don't need to sleep. I don't need to rest.
Right.
Rest is so key,
yeah,
to actually performing at your best. So rest, you know, really perform at your best.
And a lot of people have a hard time sleeping. So even if they're not sleeping, as long as they're resting their body, you know,
Meditation, for example, meditation is one way to do it. Even, believe it or not, you don't just have to meditate. Even visualization, like guided imagery. So if you're someone that doesn't believe you can meditate, there are other ways you can do it. You can visualize your future. You can listen to music. You can play an instrument. You can find a way to do something that allows you to just induce flow state. Dance. Paint. Exactly.
Yeah.
And be with friends who you can have a really powerful conversation with. Sometimes a really deep, meaningful, purpose-driven conversation itself allows you to drop into your soul.
Or Socrates, reading a book.
Exactly. Exactly. Examine thyself, you know thyself, and figuring out each in accordance to their own ability. What does that really mean today? And how do you really find your ability and then unlock it so that you can serve something larger than yourself? To me, that is the greatest calling in our culture. We consider service, seva, bhakti, yoga, the most powerful form of devotion. Because when you lose yourself in service of others, you find yourself.
I love that. So beautiful. Thank you. So shape-shifting into, you mentioned the UN, and we were there on my birthday, 11/11/2023.
We would have sang happy birthday, and it would have been the first time.
You had so much going on.
I have to do that this year.
Next time. 11/11 again.
11/11.
I was in LA. I had like all these invitations, and when I received yours, I'm like, that's where I want to be. I flew in on the 10th in the evening just so I could be with you and everyone on my birthday. It's where I wanted to be. It was aligned with my heart and my spirit and my soul. Thank you for making it happen.
My first summit since COVID-19 at the UN, so it was very special. special.
Yeah, I remember we did some virtual things.
Yeah, we did tons of virtual. I think I was a little virtualed out.
All of us, yeah, definitely. So when we were at the UN 11/11 on 2023, my birthday, the topic of AI came up. So let's dive into AI and some of the things that are exciting you about AI and some of your action plans moving forward that you're integrating now and for the future.
I see AI as a great opportunity for us to shape-shift into a better state or higher state of consciousness. There's a lot of doom and gloom out there, and it's true. AI is like fire or electricity. It can electrocute you or it can burn you to a crisp. But if with the right consciousness, with the right data that we feed it, I think it can actually create more of a utopian than a dystopian future. It really is all about the data, you know, that humanity itself starts to really feed AI and how AI becomes more and more intelligent with that data and what it decides to do with that data. So to me, AI and consciousness go hand in hand. It's like an infinity loop. So the more we create a healthy infinity loop where AI becomes the tool that will save us from ourselves, probably, as well as others on planet, meaning planet Earth, like life under the sea, as well as life on land, I feel like AI could actually fix a lot of the problems that have been seen as intractable or irreversible. I truly believe that if done right, AI could be this magic formula for technology that allows us as human beings to, with the right leadership, as I was saying earlier, with the right community and the right consciousness, we can use AI to turn the tide on what we've considered irreversible climate change or irreversible damage to our planet. I really feel like the most reversible planetary problems can be reversed with AI and the future of AI and what it promises us, in addition to, you know, making life easier and more productive and getting rid of mundane jobs and allowing us to go from a mundane life to a supra intelligent form of being.
I think and feel and I've heard and seen a lot of people are addicted to suffering and the old way and they're so fearful of this, but people are going to not have to do what they don't want to do anymore. That people have been complaining and griping that they're doing these things that they don't want to do. Well, now these AI tools are going to be able to like lift us to not do these mundane things and make us like superhuman beings. So it's going to be an interesting unfolding.
Yeah, I think that too, but I don't want to make it all glossy. You have to be afraid. With great power comes great responsibility. I think Spider-Man's grandpa or his uncle, adopted uncle, said that. And I do believe that's the case with AI. With great power will come great responsibility. And what I mean by that is we're not going to see anything like this before. We're never going to see what happens in the next decade is going to upend the last 10,000 years of human evolution. What you see is not what you believe, because AI will have a digital twin that could tell a story that's completely not Katie. Like Katie could show up on an iPhone and say, Kunal, please open my house. I want you to, you know, go in there. And the truth is you don't know. So there is going to be a massive disruption. And that disruption is going to come with a lot of destruction, right? But it's like Lord Shiva, you know, it's the circle of life. So in that destruction lies the gift of co-evolution and co-creation. So within that destruction and disruption is where we must actually have the discipline, fortitude, and unity to rise above, using consciousness as our greatest tool and skill and innate gift that we have as human beings, as life itself, and to use that consciousness to create better AI for humanity, better AI for us as a whole, AI for the greater good, not just for good. And I think that's what we have to focus on. We have to focus on being aware of what could be dangerous and vanquish it as soon as we can.
Yeah.
And focus on the greater good together to make AI something that's a force for good and will transform humanity and our planet and our future, you know, for us as a collective and as individuals and families and nation states.
And it starts with the person listening, one person at a time, to make that choice.
Yeah, I think it also starts with the person listening, but I think it also starts with the kind of messages we send out there become the consciousness that drives us to act. If the media constantly is barraging us with negative information, that's going to become what we believe, you know? And that's why they call it a spelling, right? When you spell or when you say something, it's a spelling, it's a word, right? Same thing with phrases. If you keep sending phrases out there that are negative, that's the vibration you're going to attract in the universe. So I think very important that we start to actually be very mindful and aware of what we put out into the universe with AI.
Yeah.
And start to really look at AI as a gift and not just this doomsday platform.
Yeah.
That may give us a better future. Mm-hmm. And what I'm worried about is when we reach the singularity, that humanity has evolved to a place where it doesn't like to manipulate. It still needs to manipulate for its own good. So I'm hoping that we rise above that and we see that we don't need to be omnipotently powerful and still eat each other like sharks in the womb. We can actually rise above that mindset and that consciousness and co-create from a place of abundance and love. And love is a very important piece of AI's evolution. We should really feed it, you know, deep, deep sense of love, compassion, and altruism. So these virtues, to me, are going to be very, very important to our future as humanity as a whole. And I feel like that's what is at the heart of AI and consciousness and the youth and the elders.
Yeah.
You know, the elders can guide the youth around consciousness and the youth can drive the innovation at the speed that, you know, these kids are doing it today. They can do things that I can't do in 10 days, in 10 minutes. So I feel like that's the power of the youth and the elders uniting to make the impossible possible. And the elders can provide the practical wisdom and the experience necessary for them to just skip some manholes or some potholes, you know, and not have to go through the abyss. You know, we could reimagine the hero's journey to make it more audacious without the pain and suffering, but more with wisdom tradition so that you can, you know, like the Matrix, you know, how Morpheus teaches Neo how to navigate the new world or the Matrix world.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's really going to become more and more reality. And so the more and more we must honor and cherish our elders because they have and will always look out for us.
So wrapping up here, just a couple things. Some of the language you were using really reminds me of like NFT artists and Web3 and blockchain. I have a lot of NFT artists and blockchain people on the podcast, and it's all about that heart and soul of, you know, the community and for the planet. I love that. Thank you for sharing. And then the other thing, lastly, we're right now at the Corporation for Kenneth Cole. And what are we doing here today?
So we're exploring the future of well-being. We've got some unbelievable technology, some unbelievable leaders in the field, everything from a llama from India to, you know, this guy who's building out the world's first sunshine indoors, Deepak with Bios. And then we have skincare. And then we have, of course, Trisha with Daily Dose to teach us how to eat and live better. So there's like this whole plethora of extraordinary souls here that are going to shed light on the future of well-being and the future of what humanity needs to become in order to become the best version of ourselves and as a community for us to flourish, thrive into a new future.
Wonderful. I look forward to the event today. And thank you so much for having me. And then lastly, it'll be in the show notes, but where can everyone get in touch with you on social media? What's the best way to follow you, connect, and learn more?
Oh, yeah. So the easiest way is at Kunal Sood on Twitter or Instagram. It's kunalsood.io. And then my email is kunal@choprafoundation.org or kunal@wetheplanet.com. WeThePlanet.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then we'll have you back again this season really, really soon. I look forward to it.
At the UN, and we'll sing you a belated happy birthday.
Oh my God, that would be next level. We definitely have to get that on video. That'd be amazing. Okay, we're wrapping it out now. Thank you so much for tuning in. Because of you, we're in the top 2% out of all known podcasts streaming in over 100 countries. Make sure you are following, liking, subscribing, and sharing this with someone you know that would really appreciate this message. Thank you, Kunal. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Because of you, we're in the top 2% out of all known podcasts. We'd love to stay connected. Follow my newsletter. It's on Chonacas.com. It's my last name, Chonacas. Also, all my social medias will be in the show notes as well if you want to follow me on the social media accounts. If you need coaching, industry coaching, life coaching, you can contact me from my website. We'd love to support you on your journey, no matter what it is. It could be voiceover, acting, music, navigating through short-term, medium-term, long-term goals. I'm here for you. We'd love to hear from you and stay connected. And since I'm an independent podcaster, it's really important for you to share this with at least one person if you find value in it. Post on your social media and then also leave a 5-star review, make a comment. I really appreciate your support. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time. Kitty aquí, over and out.